Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
At 9 minutes past eight, it's Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. The Museum of Cambridge has received a National Lottery grant of over £210,000 for museum making to enable it to reach out to a wider audience. Lucy Walker is chair of the Board of Trustees and she is on the line now. Good morning to you, Lucy. Oh, it's a silent one. Hang on, let me just...
I think it's muted.
Let me just see if we can hear Lucy. Are you there, Lucy?
Yes, I am there.
Ah, brilliant. That is good.
Julian and Lucy.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's going to be confusing.
Thank you very much for having me on.
You're very welcome. I sense there might be a bit of a delay on the line, but I'm sure we'll work this all out.
But
£210,000 grant, what does that mean for the Museum of Cambridge?
Well, it's a fantastic opportunity for us. It's allowing us to revisit our collections, rediscover what we've got, and engage with the community of Cambridge, all the different communities, to discover connections, engage with them, and find things to talk about within our sort of different and shared heritages.
Because I guess over the past few months, actually engaging with anybody has been incredibly difficult for you. How have you managed to be able to do that?
It's been very difficult, Julian, and it's been very hard for everybody, and the museum has been closed. We were lucky to get a city council grant to do some community engagement, and we have a wonderful member of staff who's actually worked to get online and we've got a great digital exhibition at the moment. That's called Drawing Connections. It's about arts in prisons. We've upped our social media, but generally there hasn't been a physical engagement at all. So it's all been very, very virtual.
And you have plans to reopen again in the future? I think the Fitzwilliam, for example, is looking at reopening next week. Do you think that yourselves and the other museums around Cambridge will gradually be able to open the doors in, the awful phrase coming
definitely,
up, in a socially distanced kind of way?
Yeah, so we are working on that, and we would like to say that we're going to open towards the end of this month, but I'm not going to commit us to that because there's a surprising amount to do. Mm. And we rely on... our team is mainly volunteers, and so it'll largely depend on whether people feel confident about coming in, and our priority is there.
Yeah. I guess the grant, you would have applied for this, and the plans for what you would do if successful, which... pleased to say you have been, you would have applied for it several months ago before lockdown even started.
We did. We were working on this this time last year, actually, the museum making project. And we put the bid in November. And then we heard about the result literally in March, just before lockdown.
Right.
So we're delighted that the National Lottery Heritage Fund have sort of honoured it, and when their demands on their money are huge at the moment. And I'd really like to thank the National Lottery Heritage Fund and the lottery players that provide the money that enable these amazing projects to take place.
I mean, the Museum of Cambridge, it has something like 20,000 items in the archive. How on earth do you display them all? Or how do you go about choosing what to display?
Well, that's a very good question. And the problem about museums is that they can be quite static.
Mm.
But we have been shifting our exhibitions, and what we want to do is take things out into Cambridge, into different places, get people coming in, but having much more... a flow of people and engagement, so that they actually get to see our collections. We can reconnect objects with their stories, perhaps get more material online, and get new eyes looking at it, so that we can have fresh interpretations. I think that's going to be the exciting thing.
And presumably, if this is the sort of thing that the grant will help you do, I'm just wondering as to when it comes to the normal income that the Museum of Cambridge has, you know, what does this what does this do to you over the course of, I don't know, 12 months, maybe beyond?
Yes, it's a very good question, June. It transforms what we can do.
Because you did have struggles, I seem to recall, reporting some real financial difficulties that the museum was having even before lockdown came about.
Yes, you're quite right, because we're an independent museum, and so we don't get funded by another organisation. We rely on our income from admissions and the shop and perhaps room rent. So this grant enables us to employ 2.5 staff to develop a project which will kind of revision the museum, and that is transformational. It also enables us during this period to look at and to develop a different funding model for the museum, which we're going to have to do a very, very big public fundraising, a corporate fundraising, because we've also decided that the museum, if it's going to be an important cultural offer in Cambridge, which it should be because it's a social history museum of Cambridge, we actually need it to be properly funded, and we need to have a professional staff to do it justice. And that's going to be exciting.
I must say, I do enjoy having a look around the Museum of Cambridge, and I hope very much that you are able to open once more in a few weeks. Hopefully, my favourite poster is still up. I think it's for
which
the.
One's that?
I think, if I'm remembering correctly, it's it's something like the Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee or something very similar.
Yes.
And it's of the there's a day of activity taking place on Parker's Piece, and there's a prize for the best person who's got a hoop and a stick.
I think I know the one you're talking about. Is that where there are tables going out in a ray all around the centre, and thousands of people are eating?
Yeah, and I think that's the one. I have to say, it makes me smile every time. I have to ask Lucy before we go. Do you do the lottery yourself?
I'm going to be honest and say I don't, but maybe I should start.
Yeah, so that's what we're all thinking now.
You could argue, actually, that the museum's won it anyway, which is it's really good news for you. Over £210,000 for your project you've been telling us about this morning. Lucy, thank you very much for coming on.
And please come and visit us. May we come and talk to you about it when we get it going?
No, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You can either cover it. You probably realise we're kind of stuck and not allowed to have guests actually physically in the studio at the moment, but we're happy to talk to you over the line here. And when there's an opportunity, we'd very much like to come down to the museum.
Fantastic. Can I just say also that we are going public today, and you are first off the post in actually talking to us about it. But on our website, we will have a couple of jobs.
Is interested, it's always a dangerous question because occasionally I've had somebody who's forgotten. But what's the website address that people need to go to?
Okay, it's www.museumofcambridge.org.uk.
That's a nice, easy one. museumofcambridge.org.uk. Lucy, congratulations from us again. That's Lucy
Thank
Walker,
you.
Who is chair.
And
go ahead, quickly.
I'm going to repeat that it's the National Lottery Heritage Fund.
The National Lottery Heritage Fund.
Which does this fantastic, provides opportunities for everybody.
No, it's a very, very good project. Gamble wisely, everybody, but just look at where your stake goes to fantastic projects like the Museum of Cambridge. Lucy Walker, Chair of the Board of Trustees at the Museum of Cambridge. Thank you very much. Takes us to 18 after 8.
We're live and local. Cambridge 105 Radio.